بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا صدق الله العظيم. The first page of the 19th para, Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the day of Qiyamah when Allah says the kingdom, the sovereignty today belongs to Allah, to Rahman. The true kingdom belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is another verse. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَوْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man has not appreciated me how he should have been appreciating me. Man hasn't showed gratitude to me. Man hasn't made my ibadah correctly. He hasn't made my qadr. He hasn't respected and honored me and given me that dignity that I deserve. And Allah talks about how He will just wrap up the skies and the earth, everything in His hand. In the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then call out, Aynal Jabbaroon, Aynal Mutakabbiroon. We are all the tyrant rulers of the world. We are all those proud and arrogant kings. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ To who does this kingdom now belong to today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ Everything belongs to Allah, the one who is most powerful. So a very similar verse is mentioned here. And Allah says, وَكَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا And the day of Qiyamah will be extremely difficult upon the disbeliever. Upon the disbelievers. Why? Hadith of Rasulullah says, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ Most of us know this hadith. That the dunya, the world, is a prison for the believer. He is prohibited, he is restricted, he is unable to do as his whims and fancies desire. He is bound by shariat. There are do's and don'ts. There are prohibitions. Halal, haram. Like a person who is in a prison. He is restricted. He is confined. He cannot eat what he wishes. He has to go through difficulty, hardship, sacrifice. Just like that is the life of a believer in this world. The believer has to go through difficulties for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all the trials and tests he has to undergo. And of course in the hereafter, then there's only happiness and bliss. But for a disbeliever, it is a jannat. Dunya is a jannatul kafir. It is a garden. It is a paradise. It is a paradise for the disbeliever. Why? He does as he wishes. No prohibitions for him. You can't tell a disbeliever it's haram for you to do. Gambling is haram. Zina is haram for you. He does as he wishes. So he doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had a merry life. A life of enjoyment. And he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite the so many billion signs that were glaring in front of him. The sky, the sun, the moon, the stars. All these things tadullu ala annahu wahid shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and only. Quran came down. Deen was being spread and preached. It was practiced. But they failed to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the disbeliever is in difficulty. وَكَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا Extremely difficult. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ظالم, the oppressor, he will bite his hand. He will actually bite his hand. A person who is very anxious, he's gripped with fear, he begins to bite his fingers, he bites his nails, bites his fingers. Imagine the condition on the day of Qiyamah is such, the person won't bite his fingernails or fingers, he will bite his hand. يَقُولُ he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي if only I took a path with the Rasul. In other words, if only I followed the Rasul. Ulama say, Mufassirin say, he was a person by the name of Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, a character. He was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beginning, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just preached Islam, so right in the beginning, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt is one of, he was one of the leaders, so he comes to Makkah. He was from Makkah, he had gone on some journey. It was the practice amongst the Arabs, the rich ones, the leaders, when they would come back, then they would give a da'wat to all the prominent people amongst them. And Rasulullah was a prominent person of the Quraysh. Everybody respected him, Al-Amin al-Sadiq. So he's also invited. So Rasulullah, when they sit on for meals, he says, I cannot eat your food until you recite the kalima. So Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, he saw that Rasulullah is not going to eat, Muhammad is not going to eat, he's going to go away. It's not going to be a good thing for me. It's below my dignity that he just goes away. He's a prominent person of the Quraysh. The Arabs had this hospitality in them. They would feed generously. And they felt it below the dignity that somebody is invited and does not partake of the meal and he goes away. So then reluctantly he just read the kalima. He didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just recited the kalima to make Rasulullah happy and so that he may eat. Ubay bin Khalaf, another enemy, he hears of this. He becomes extremely angry. So he calls Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. What did you do? He said, no, I just said it just to make him please. Otherwise he wouldn't have ate food. He said, no, this excuse is not accepted. I want you to go now and spit on the face of Rasulullah. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt is wretched, unlucky disbeliever. He goes and he spits on the face of Rasulullah. So Mufassirin say this is a reference to them. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Why didn't I follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now he will bite his hands. He will say, يَا وَيْلَتَا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Woe be upon me. Why did I take that certain person, Ubay bin Khalaf, as my friend? He misled me. So both of them now will suffer. Nonetheless, this Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, he had then after developed such enmity and bitterness for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he was responsible for putting the camel intestine on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst he was making sajda. He was the same culprit who came one day and he pulled through his shawl around the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and began to pull Rasulullah very harshly. Both Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt and Ubay bin Khalaf, both they are killed in the battle of Badr by the Muslims. And of course they will suffer in the hereafter as well. But ulama and mufassirin say, although it was revealed regarding them, but this is a general rule, that any person who does not follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he too will suffer like this. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ ذِكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He misled me from the remembrance of Allah after it came to me. Ulama Mufassirin say, الذِكْر here refers to sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who abandons the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he is termed as zalim here. So how important it is for us to imbibe the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never to mock any sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are unable to practice on it, don't mock the person who is practicing upon it. Always make dua, ya Allah, give me the tawfiq of bringing one sunnah into my life. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. But who is the one who instigated them? That is shaitan. Shaitan makes promises. All those promises in this dunya to us are false. He makes things look very appealing, very beneficial, very fruitful. He puts some goals in front of us, looks very promising. In reality, He is deceiving us. So on the day of Qiyam, Allah says, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. خَذُولَ is that person who, when you need him desperately, you need his assistance, he turns away, he abandons you. And you thought, he'll help me. The man who I had all my hopes and reliance and trust upon, he's gone, he disappears from the scene. This is Shaitan. He promises you, he makes you feel as though he will be there to assist you. Suddenly he disappears from the scene. Exactly in the battle of Badr, when he came in the form of another chieftain from the surrounding areas of Makkah, and he promised the disbelievers help. When he saw the malaika coming down to help the Sahaba, nakasa ala aqibayhi, fled the battlefield. And he says, I can see what you can't see. He told the disbelievers, I can see what you can't see. I fear Allah. I fear Allah's azab coming now. On the day of Qiyamah, he will not be able to assist any person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so therefore, what do we understand from this? That we should have good friends. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا. That you should befriend a believer only. A believer. Because his good qualities will come unto you. He will not mislead you. He will remind you of salat. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, who should be our friend? من ذكركم بالله رؤيته. That person, when you see him, he reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person should be your friend. You should be in his company. وَزَادَ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْتِقُهُ. And when he speaks, then your knowledge will increase. Your knowledge of deen will increase. By sitting in his company, you are reminded of Allah. By sitting in his company, when he speaks, your knowledge will increase. وَذَكَّرَكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. And his actions will remind you, yeah, I also have to go to Akhirat. So that person should be your friend. A mu'min should be your friend. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi falyandhur ahadukum man yukhalil. Rasulullah says, a person is on the religion or the creed or way of life of his friend. If you want to see what type of person he is, person proposes for some girl, first thing what you'll find out, who are his friends? Who does he move around with? Oh, he moves around with people who take drugs, or he goes to the disco. But he finds the person is mashallah in the first saf, or he's sitting by ulama, and he's studying deed, then obviously, person will say, no, he's a good person. So how do you judge? What's the criteria? You look at the person's friends. And therefore, it is imperative for all of us, especially our youngsters, to have good friends. A person is innocent in the beginning. What happens? Peer pressure. Peer pressure. Everything, he's a very good boy. Good family, everything. And then when the pressure comes, ah, come on, be a man, be a man. Just take one. Nothing will happen to you. The one, he pops into his mouth, and after that he becomes a druggie. May Allah ta'ala save us, may Allah protect our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my Allah, my qawm, my people, they have taken this Qur'an as something to be abandoned. Mahjura, they have left it out. So Mufassirin say either Rasulullah meant, or he said it in this world, or it is referring to the day of Qiyamah, when he will say, oh, my people left the Qur'an. Now who is qawm here? Here again the commentators say, one meaning is the disbelievers, they did not believe in the Qur'an. They rejected the Qur'an completely. Other Mufassirin say, besides the disbelievers, also those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they did not read the Qur'an. Today we heard Jummah time, the entire bayan was in the Qur'an. They did not recite the Qur'an. They did not practice in the Qur'an. They did not follow the Qur'an. There's a riwayat that comes in Qurtubi, where it is mentioned a person, man ta'allama al-Qur'an, a person who learns Qur'an, in other words, he learns deen, wa'allaqa mas'hafahu, and then he takes his Qur'an, mashallah, and he makes a frame of it, hangs it on the wall. Ayat al-Kursi, Yasin Sharif, various ayats. وَلَمْ يَتَعَاهَدْ بِهِ. But he does not care about the Quran, no concern. وَلَمْ يَنْظُرْ فِيهِ He does not recite the Quran, does not look in the Quran, does not practice in the Quran. On the day of Qiyamah, جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ This Quran will come, يَقُولُ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ Oh Allah, Oh Allah, Oh Rabb of the worlds, إِنَّ هَذَا, إِنَّ عَبْدَكَ هَذَا This servant of yours, اتَّخَذَنِي مَهْجُورًا He abandoned me. فَقْضِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ Ya Allah, you make fasla between me and him now. That is why the hadith is mentioned, Al-Qur'anu hujjatun laka aw alayk. The Qur'an will either be a proof on your behalf, oh Allah, he recited me, this is the hadith, regarding Roza and Qur'an. Fasting and Qur'an will be given a form on the day of Qiyamah, they will come and they will tell Allah, they will plead to Allah, oh Allah, this person, he kept Roza. He sustains thirsty and hungry because of me. And the Quran will say, he recited me day and night. Wallah, you forgive him. Allah will forgive the person. So the person who recites the Quran, try and learn the rules of tajweed, or reciting properly, and try and make amal and understand the tafsir of the Quran. The Quran will be a blessing for you. It will fight on your behalf. Aw alayka. Otherwise the Quran will fight against you. Wallah, he abandoned me. Quran was recited, Quran was taught, Quran was preached, but he turned a deaf ear unto me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, may Allah give us the love of the Quran and Majid, may Allah give us stay, make us stay in good company, have good friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us in this world and in the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, subhanallah wa bihamdihi.